Now this right here is probably the scariest attack. It's called an evil twin attack. And twins are already scary. You add an evil one, I'm done. But seriously, this one is crazy effective. And again, not that hard to do as an attacker, even for a noob. Now here's what makes the evil twin attack so evil, and why pretty much anyone could fall for it, including me, without even knowing it. How it works is you have your standard Wi-Fi network. So let's say a Bear Cave Coffee. The evil twin is simply that. It's a copy of it that looks just like it, operating on the same wireless channel, and if the hacker's really good, we'll have the same wireless password. That's coming up in a moment. And the goal is to try and get you to connect to the evil one instead of the good one. And looking at these two wireless networks, how would you know? They're gonna show up the same way on your phone and your laptop. You wouldn't know. That's the evil part. Now for the noob, it is a bit more difficult. He'll need a few more YouTube tutorials and a special Wi-Fi adapter, one that can go into monitor mode like this alpha network adapter. The good news for humanity is that getting that set up is kind of hard, if not just frustrating. So the noob will sit there for a while, maybe get frustrated trying to install the drivers. So we'll let him figure that out, and we'll move on to the hipster hacker and how he might set up an evil twin attack. Now the hipster, he's cool, man. He doesn't need any special Wi-Fi hacking gear. In fact, he's always carrying. He always has Wi-Fi hacking gear with him in the form of a Flipper Zero. It can do a lot, including hacking your Wi-Fi. And look at this hipster hacker. You would never know, right? He's just there to sip some coffee and read a novel, or so you think. The hipster nonchalantly walks into the coffee shop and finds a place where he can hide his Flipper Zero. He connects his ESP32 dev board or a Wi-Fi dev board flash with the Marauder firmware, enabling the Flipper Zero to do crazy Wi-Fi attacks. And he simply just kind of hides it on a bookshelf somewhere behind some stuff. No one's gonna notice this. He then sits down, pulls out his phone, and remotely controls the Flipper Zero. Now the hipster hacker's already done the hard work of getting the Flipper Zero set up to be able to do wireless hacks. Once it's set up, it's super easy to just do it. He goes through a simple menu, turns on an evil twin, and even adds a captive portal. What is that? You've seen it before. You go to a coffee shop like Starbucks or an airport, and you connect to the Wi-Fi. Immediately, a web page pops up, prompting you to either accept terms before you connect, or maybe even log in. Or if you're at a hotel, you put your hotel room number in. And once you finish that process, you're connected to the Wi-Fi. It's a normal thing, used for good purposes. Not here though. The Flipper Zero can spin up a captive portal pretending to be anything. Maybe Google, maybe Facebook. And you, not realizing you're connecting to an evil twin network, will put in your credentials, which are immediately fed to the hipster hacker, and he's got your password and your email, and he can do whatever he wants with it. Now the downside with the Flipper Zero is if a target connects to the Wi-Fi network, it's broadcasting the evil twin, it can't give it internet. So as the target, you'll know immediately, like, oh my gosh, this Wi-Fi network is not working. It can't go to anything, so you disconnect. This is where the pro comes in, and this, oh my gosh, the pro is so scary. So the pro, he walks into the coffee shop, and he orders coffee, got his hoodie on, doesn't want to be seen, doesn't want to be known. This is the first time he's been outside in 3 years. So naturally, he finds a shadowy dark corner in the coffee shop to hang out and prepare his wireless attack. He pulls out this crazy spider-looking contraption called a Wi-Fi Pineapple Enterprise, a device tailor-made to hack Wi-Fi networks. And its specialty is evil twin attacks. The professional hacker will start with screwing in the million antennas it uses to attack. He'll then connect to its very nice, friendly web interface and start doing a bit of recon, scanning the entire wireless network around it, literally catching everything. And with one click, he can identify the network he wants to impersonate and become an evil twin of, and it becomes an evil twin, just like this.